Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about a biography of the oak tree. The month of June is the Celtic tree month of oak, a tree that has had both a practical and magical presence in our culture for thousands of years. On the practical level, oaks have long been important to human survival, for just their size alone attests their value as a material resource. A large oak can weigh 30 tons. One of the most famous old oaks in Europe is the Charente oak, whose trunk has a 30-foot diameter and is estimated to be 1 to 2,000 years old. Oaks have been important to human survival since ancient times. Oak wood was invaluable for shipbuilding. Oak bark was used for tanning leather. Oak seed or acorns were a major source of food for livestock, such as pigs foraging in the woods. And people also ate acorns, which are 5.2% protein. After shelling and grinding the kernels and then leaching out the tannins, acorn flour is nourishing. And we often make acorn pancakes, which are delicious. Our ancestors took special care of oaks to ensure this resource continued to support them. Here in Maine, the Wabanaki people regularly burned the undergrowth around certain productive oaks so that the trees could grow enormous crowns and produce abundant acorn crops. But oaks were also nurtured and protected because of their spiritual significance. There is an old saying, "Fairy folks are in old oaks." The ancient Greeks called the oak the mother tree, and in their mythology, oak branches produced the first people, and acorns were the first food. Celtic mythology also told of people being born of the sacred oak, and German folklore recounted that people were the children of oak trees. The oak was the mother. She was the portal between the worlds of the living and the non-living, between the manifest and the invisible worlds, and through the mother, beings could move back and forth between these worlds. This idea is reflected in the very name of the oak in the Celtic language, Duir, which means door. The oak was the door and portal to the other world. That is why the Druids met in oak groves, for example, to perform their sacred ceremonies. And it explains why the oak was believed to be a fairy tree. For it was through the door of the oak that fairies, goddesses, gods, and spirits moved between the timeless and the mortal realms. By the time of the Romans, the oak had become the tree of Mars Silvanus, who was the god of agriculture and the son and consort of the great goddess Juno. In Great Britain and Germany, Mars Silvanus became known as the Green Man, often depicted with oak leaves and acorns encircling his head. And the legendary heroes King Arthur and Robin Hood were also associated with the oak. But there is another saying that goes, "Beware the oak, it draws the stroke." The old Europeans had noticed that the oak was struck by lightning more often than other trees. Eventually, they linked the oak to the new male sky gods, like Zeus, Jupiter, and Thor, who wielded lightning bolts against enemies. Thus, lightning and oak became symbols of strength and power. And Mars Silvanus, once the gentle nurturer of the land, became Mars, the god of war. But many long for the return of the Green Man, the nurturer of the land and the loving, playful consort of the goddess. Many want to beat the sword of the war god Mars back into the plowshare of the agricultural god Mars Silvanus, for peace is one of the best nurturers of all. Let the oak, then, be a symbol of peace, for, as the old saying goes, the peace of oaks makes merry folks. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.